hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, we have a special edition of the big show for you today. This is the annual Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza.
Don't let it start.
Yes, we apologize in advance. What that means, basically, is that we're going to do everything in our power to bring a little Christmas cheer and annoyance to you. That's just what we do. That's how we amuse ourselves. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me to help with that. CJ's going to join us here in just a bit. Also, Captain Walt DeMartini is connected via the web, along with Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Bugger. We got a full crew.
Crap extravaganza.
Yes. Barry's wearing his red watch cap. I believe I see Walt wearing one, too. Is that right? With a sticker on it? Is that what that is? Is that a protective covering, Walt? What is it?
A Scuba Radio sticker.
Okay, there you go. So it could be a little bit of both. Absolutely. And it may come in handy or be a necessity today. Now, we have a bunch of people joining us on Facebook Live. We're going to have some other special guests throughout the show today. And as we speak, sure enough, CJ has just walked into the studio to partake. He is you know, finally seeing his gift. Go ahead and set your tuchus down on your gift for the Christmas Crab Extravaganza. Did you notice that we have a little upgrade for our crew members here in the studio?
He hasn't noticed.
Talking about the pussies?
No, I brought that.
No, we have that every week.
I brought a bunch of gifts too in my big fat sack.
Oh wow! All right, his sack is full of gifts to share with the naughty boys and girls here of Scuba Radio.
He will wear that hat, but he won't wear the red beanie.
He brought sweaty balls with him.
Oh, I don't think that's accurate. But if you sit down, you will experience your new gift for the holidays. Look at that.
New
studio chairs here.
Oh, my God. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is. Here at Scuba Radio headquarters.
Ooh,
so
comfy.
You like that? Yeah, actually, Captain Patrick broke that one in for you, CJ. Yeah.
So take the inflatable donut off.
That would explain the discoloration.
He's switching
and
chairs
that's the fishy
already.
Smell.
Well, hey, it's just what we do. But yeah, we got all new chairs here in the studio for the holidays.
There we go.
I mean, you're going to need to properly execute a Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza.
Absolutely, of course.
Because you're going to blow those chairs out if they're not up for the abuse they're about to take over
these
the next couple hours.
Really good
and stable.
Go ahead, Barry. What
I figured it out. I know what's happening is that he got new chairs for the studios, and guess what? You guys are taking home
what
the old chairs.
No, I already got rid of. Actually, I'm keeping those. So when you guys come to the studio, you'll have these really hard, worn out stools.
For the scuba squad, we get to sit on those nasty chairs.
That's right.
That's like the Scuba Radio version of the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Just like really crappy.
Scuba Radio Scuba Squad has their own chairs or stools.
You get to sit on a stool.
Yeah.
That's real crappy.
Hell yeah.
Stool pigeon.
I see what you did there. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to celebrate. And like I said, once again, to abuse you with. Now, you guys brought some gifts, You say your sack is full on top of the bottle of Poosters.
That was already here.
Oh, I brought the Poosters.
Okay, so Bubble Boy brought Poosters.
And I brought more Poosters.
No, oh, my God. Another one.
Poosters as bottle. Well.
God bless us, everyone.
It's a Poosters explosion.
It's a bottle for each member of the studio.
It's what about, twofer.
What about the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad? Do we have anything for them? Since they're not here in
no,
the flesh.
No, because they can't partake of any of this.
We can't really.
Well, also got
we can read some of these cards for them.
Ah,
I've
yes.
I've also got assorted small bottles, Jack Daniels, Bacardi, Rum Chata.
I have a really long straw, but it won't reach to Orlando.
Well, the Gomez Hilton probably didn't need any of this booze.
Tito's, Fireball.
Fairly equipped. Wow.
Are these all the bottles you got on your aircraft flights?
Possibly.
No, these are actually left over from what I sent clients.
Ah!
I over.
So we're going to put them to good use, is what you're saying. They're good abuse.
Oh, I forgot.
Ho, ho, ho.
Also
forgot. Oh, that little Old Forge Distillery Moonshine or Spring Water.
Is that the oatmeal?
Jerry the Diver Guy. So obviously, Jerry the Diver Guy is here in the Scuba Radio studio in spirits.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, y'all got my gift.
Right. So, you know, I was, you know, because until they develop a thing where we can email presents, which will probably be, you know, next year sometime.
You can do that. It's called Amazon.
No. That's not. No, I mean, really, like, do it in real time. I have a phone number to call. A contact at the North Pole today.
Really?
I'll leave it at that. Yes.
Oh.
That's going to help us grant Scuba Radio Christmas gifts or you know, wishes, make their wishes come true for the holidays. So, you know, you guys aren't totally out in the cold when I'm talking about Walt, Jerry,
but
and
don't
Barry.
Get your hopes up.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's a crap extravaganza. What do you expect? Well you know what
they're expecting. Some of us are literally out in the cold.
Yeah.
Key word is crap.
Right. Yeah. Brittany's going to join us a little bit later on the Aqua Gypsy.
So, good morning.
So we're going to try to work her into this mess as well. We got some special songs to share with you for the holidays, including last year, you know, we kind of solved that whole controversy with Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
With Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. He is around. I'm not quite sure where he is at the moment, but I have
not,
a feeling.
I didn't see him on the way in.
Why, Greg?
But
why?
As is always the case, so I did see Mrs. Greg.
You did, yes. But he wasn't with her, was he?
No.
Oh, thank God. All right. So, but anyway, he probably will show up at some point. But we do have the song that he produced last year to kind of resolve that controversy with the lyrics of Baby It's Cold Outside being sexist and all that kind of stuff. So we have that to play.
That
for
is
you
one of my
today.
Favorites. Do we have the
It's
one?
A Christmas classic, I think.
Have you played the one with Kelly? Have you played Kelly song yet?
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. That is a Christmas crap extravaganza. What is it?
Crap extravaganza.
It's
a Christmas show, Greg. Song.
Classic?
A classic or crapstick? I don't know.
It's a crappy.
Craptastic.
Yes, we have that one as well to play for you. So we got a bunch of little ditties to kind of share the joy of the Christmas
you said
season.
Ditties.
Yes, I did say that. But the guys in the studio are really going to clean up. Bubble Boy and CJ have new chairs. I have a new chair, too, by the way.
Nice.
So I was good this year.
How come yours is so much bigger than ours?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, right.
And so anyway, we have that. But I have more. There are actually more things. You know, I may have outdone myself this year.
Really? Well, don't overhype it, because now you got a lot to live up to.
I really had to plan this out far in advance. Because it was difficult to find.
You didn't plan nothing.
No, I did.
You were talking to me last night.
Bubble Boy
didn't have it together.
Bubble Boy, I had this idea a few months ago about what we could do for Christmas for Bubble Boy, and I think I got it.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, when we went to Dominica together years ago, you had a little incident where you blew out, you had to go, right? and you released a
let's just say nature calls
brown trout in the river.
Hi-ho.
Dominica. Yeah, a little Mr. Hanky action took place. So I was like, what can we do to commemorate that for Christmas years in the future? And you know, like that Billy Bass thing that sings the fish on the wall? I found this didn't really catch on, but I found his brother, Bobby, the brown trout. Here, open this up. Here, tear that open. All right. Okay. There. Look at that. Look at that. See this? Okay. So there. You got the button. Open it up. That's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now press the button.
You might see me in the river swimming all about.
Wow.
A lot of people think that I'm just a brown trout. But if you really want to get to the bottom of it to see me, just get in the water and take a.
Thank you. You know, it didn't really catch on. I think
it may need batteries.
It might. If something's wrong with it, yeah. But
he never includes the batteries. You know that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that part of it. But yeah, you got a Bobby the Brown Trout.
Yay!
Singing fish.
And we're getting 2019 calendars, aren't we?
No, you're getting nothing.
At least it wasn't corn on the cob.
It was either that or you're not even getting coal. You don't warrant this much. Coming up on the Crap Extravaganza next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, Jill. It's sweetie, pass me that rum, will you please? Santa needs to warm up his pipes. Oh, God, that's the stuff. A rum pa pam pam. Me and my rum. I don't hear anything. I don't think these headphones are plugged in. Oh, there it is. Kicking horns. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Here we go. You go first. Da da da, banana da da.
I see a stingray.
Baby, let's go for a dive.
I think there's no way.
Baby, let's go for a dive.
It might be a sin.
Not just diving.
But looks very nice.
We might even go down twice. Who knows?
Do you think that we will see Dory?
It'll be part of the story.
So if you take me on an underwater
it'll
tour,
it'll make your spirit soar.
My eyes will be a bit blurry.
Now we'll use a mask to watch the fish curry.
Maybe a couple tanks more.
What are we waiting for?
So we'll dive into the drink.
Baby, we'll go down there.
Say, why do you stink?
God, that must be your hair.
I'm so used to the land.
Baby, grab my hand.
And now I see.
In your wetsuit, you'll pee.
So to Scuba Radio,
my favorite dive show.
I wish we could go diving right now.
Yeah, come on, I'll show you how.
Today is the day,
cause we're going on a dive. Everybody.
Wow. I think we apologized. I'm pretty certain we did.
Nah.
Before we
You're
started.
Welcome. That's what you say.
Do you? I'm not so
That's
sure about
amazing.
That. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza edition of the show today. And, you know, we will play more nonsense like that. Matter of fact, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to do his best Drunken Santa impression before this hour is out. So he's going to give it a go and see if he can outdo what the Drunken Santa did last year.
Oh, we should have a duel.
Yeah, sure. You know, I just give me a little bit here. I'm still getting lubricated.
Yeah, you're going to need, we're all going to need earplugs, I have a feeling. But that is something, yeah. Well, we've warned you.
And nose plugs.
Yeah. Okay. Could use those too. Jerry the Diver Guy with us. Barry the Bugger. And I believe, well, what happened to Walt? What happened to Capaldi Martino?
Walt's apple got a worm, and he's trying to get the worm out.
Who's the one that told him to go buy an Apple computer?
Because
I know you love Apple computers.
I do. All the pros us are all Mac
exactly.
guys.
Yeah, what are you Max trying rule. To say?
Anybody who knows anything.
No, I'm not saying Apples are bad computers. They're very nice computers.
Yeah.
But when you go from a Windows-type computer to Apple, it's like learning a new language, and he is totally lost.
I think lost.
He was fine before when we started, and now he disappeared. What happened?
Well, he came up two or three times on the screen here. So
he tried reloading because Jerry couldn't see him. And when he reloaded, he ended up loading two of him. So we had him in stereo.
Wow.
And he didn't know how to turn off the first one of him. And he turned off all of it.
He had Raul and Gomez.
He had surround sound.
No, it's Julio.
Julio and Gomez.
Yeah. Raul and Brad.
Yeah. All right.
He needs a professional from the Scuba Radio crew.
Actually,
if I have to go down to there and help him out, you got to do what you got to do.
You know, that actually would be a first. That'd be a great addition to the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza show, is to not only have Captain Walty Martini, but to have Julio and
Mr. Gomez
on at the same time.
That would be like a Drunken Santa and a Julio.
Yeah. I mean, because basically what happens after a couple cocktails, he turns into Gomez. And after, you know, like four or five, he turns into Raul. Wait, no, Raul or who is it?
Julio.
Yeah, well, Mr. Gomez, of course, is the proprietor of the Gomez Hilton.
Right. Because they have free run punch. So he automatically kicks into that mode every time somebody arrives. So we'll let him welcome guests for now. Bring him back when we can. All right.
And,
so,
and Mr. Gomez.
Oh, there he is.
Comes Julio.
Yes, there he is. Speak of the devil. Yeah. Speak of the devil. Yes, he's with us. I see. Okay. So that did sound a little bit more like Julio, didn't it? I think it was.
It did.
I think. Do you think that actually was Julio or was that Gomez?
I think that was Mr. Gomez.
How do we know? That's the big question.
Just ask him who he is.
Well, we could do that, but that would take a lot of effort, and you know we don't want to have to wait and say who are we speaking to. That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, would it?
No.
But okay. Well, anyway. All right, we'll find out soon enough. But he might pop in, you know, anytime. And we'll just play it by ear. All right, so look, there's a lot of things that we have to cover here on the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza. One is, you know, we got to remind you to give the gift of scuba. You got one last weekend to get out there to the stores. And the real issue when that comes into play is, why would you bother? When you can go to your local dive shop and just pick up a gift certificate to learn how to scuba dive. Bring more people into the fold, right?
It's the best thing you could do.
Okay. Thank you, CJ. And, you know, so there's that. There's giving the gift to scuba. We're here to remind you about. Also, as my gift to the world this week.
Oh, God.
I know you all thought you were
everybody.
Getting... everybody. I know you all thought you were getting a lump of coal, but as you see, CJ and Bubble Boy
coal was too expensive for him.
Well, no, they got new chairs. You didn't get squat. I'm talking to Barry.
No. They didn't get new chairs. Their butts are sitting on new chairs, and we're just going to get virtual coal from
Greg. Well,
I got something better than coal. I actually released...
Greg got CJ mopping glove.
No, I don't know what you're talking about now. No, I released this to the world, and this is to you.
We can't use Head and Shoulders no more.
Will you shut up and listen to me for once?
I released.
Listen, Jerry, listen!
I released something, so, too.
I released the new video that we just produced from our Red Sea trip, or my Red Sea trip.
You did.
And
really commented on it.
Yes.
Yeah, it came out good.
Barry liked it, so that's my gift to the world, is our new video from the Red Sea.
Now, where can people find this?
At scubaradio.com, right there on the front page. So take a listen. We apologize for the singing.
But more importantly, more than listening, watch.
Watch.
Really, the video. The video is really what makes this.
The video is the audio portion of it, which is a little spoof of, you know, walk like an Egyptian, dive like an Egyptian. We apologize in advance for that. So you've been warned. But my gift to you, better than a lump of coal.
Scuba radio.
Scuba.
Scuba radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me on brand new studio chairs here. My gift to them. So Merry Christmas to you on this Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza edition of the big show today.
Thank you. Thank God for editing software.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sue and connected via the web. We have Jerry the Diver Guy. Barrett Boater, and maybe Gomez. I'm not sure.
He's back.
Captain Gomez.
I am back.
Okay. That definitely sounds like Gomez.
Mr. Uh-oh. Gomez, welcome.
Borderline Julio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I think we're turning into Julio. That's
Feliz Navidad.
Okay, Feliz Navidad.
Definitely well, Gomez.
Speaking of Feliz Navidad, we have a few little ditties to share.
Diddy.
For our Hispanic friends
like here Diddy?
That are celebrating the season on the show, and I apologize to them as well.
Is that like P. Diddy or Big Old Diddy's?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a Big Old Diddy.
Let's just stop. Just stop it. It's not appropriate for the season.
I'm not saying a word.
I'm
virtual call.
Now, just so we're clear, my gift to the world was this Dive Like an Egyptian song and video. That
how did you know what we wanted?
I just, you know, I telepathically, I can tell, you know, just by.
Is that seventh sense?
You might want to fine tune that, because if what you were picking up from the universe was we want a song, we want Greg to sing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's.
Wait, what do you mean? It couldn't have been any worse than the Drunken Santa.
I think what it was.
That's why I did it this week. I figured.
Actually, what the universe was putting out there is we want Greg not to sing.
No, I, you know, this is all about context and being able to compare it to what we're putting out there to the world this week, which is really terrible. So the bar is so low that even my singing will sound like an upgrade.
I don't know, man.
Give it time. Give it time. We're early in the show of the Crapstravaganza.
Can we just get it over with?
No, we got to fill at least another hour and a half. So it's coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Year. Five bowls of Flushing, four roids of throbbing, three nose hairs waving, two children starving, one untouched life.
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio.
Love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Respect to the sea.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Welcome to our annual Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza. Christmas Crapstravaganza. I got to put that in front of it because every other week is pretty much a Crapstravaganza, I guess, in
a
way.
It's a Christmas Crapstravaganza miracle.
There's a theme to the show today, you know, whether it's given the crew here at the studio new chairs. Given Bubble Boy his own little singing fish, Bobby the Brown Trout, that he can mount to his wall and have him sing that song for here to eternity to remind him about our dive adventure in Dominica.
Yes. Yeah. Over a decade ago, and you still remember it.
Yeah.
Hey, Walt and Jerry, do you notice we don't even get scraps?
No. Well, you got the video from my trip to the Red Sea.
I got my gift.
What'd you get?
I'm not telling.
Oh,
really?
Crap.
Just crap.
Crap. A crappy cold.
Yeah. No, actually, as I said earlier, I do have something for you guys. I've made a connection with, a mole inside the North Pole that works with Santa. I believe he works with Santa. I'm not sure which one he's working with, but we have a line.
The brown trout one is.
Well, just quiet. I have a line, and he has promised to help us out today when we call him up, put him on the show to, make your Scuba Radio Christmas wishes come true. Now, that may be some new piece of dive gear. Once again, if you're in the studio, you guys would be able to partake in some of this stuff, but I have a new...
Pusters!
Well, we have that.
You didn't buy enough seats, Greg.
No, I have plenty of seats. You guys just aren't here. And, but here's the thing.
There's
I have
one more new one that's unoccupied.
I mentioned this last week. You know, we had the Diveroid, the housing for your phone that is a combination between a dive housing and a hemorrhoid, the Diveroid.
Right, right.
I'm not sure if that's in their marketing material, but we have that. But I got the new one that I was really looking forward to from my friends that I met there at the DEMA show. And this is called the SeaTouch 3 Pro. Now, what is different between this housing and the other one is that you don't need an app. Like the other one, it communicates with your cell phone in the housing via Bluetooth. And, you know, that's one way around it. But if you have any problems with it communicating to the to your phone, between that and the housing, you're going to have trouble controlling the parameters, you know, to take pictures, video, and, you know, share stuff on Facebook. This one, the SeaTouch 3 Pro, which is available now, by the way, on Amazon, and it's made by Dive Volk. So Dive Volk, V-O-L-K. What's truly unique about it is they have a patent on a like the a squishy screen on the back of the housing, which allows you to control all of the functions of your cell phone. You know, that's the problem when you take these housings underwater, when you throw your phone in there, you know, everything's touch, you know, touch sensitive now, like the iPhones and stuff like that. You can't control them unless you have some special app to kind of do that communication between the housing and the phone, because you can't touch it.
Is the squishy screen clear?
Yes.
Like a gel?
Exactly. Cool. So it allows you to do all the stuff you would do on your phone on the surface through this little squishy type of technology. And they have the patent on this Divevolk thing. Now, I haven't taken it underwater yet, but I played with it a little bit at the DEMA show. And I was like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, you did. You like that one.
Way to say it, make it sound creepy. Thanks,
well,
Barry.
Well, you kept going back over there and showing it to everyone.
Well, I did. I thought I was like, hey, this is a great idea. So I got one of these.
Fingers. He kept fingering the thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
He kept fingering the squishy thing.
Wow.
Barry.
All right. So anyway, as I was saying.
Way to throw it out there, Barry.
And that explains why you're not getting one for Christmas.
And of course. We're off the air.
So, you know, anyway, if this works, and it, you know, from what I saw, I was like, hey, this is a really cool thing, because that is the problem you see with these housings. Not only is it a universal housing for all cell phones, not just iPhones and things. They have little kits for different models and things like that you can pop it in to make sure it fits in there correctly. But it is a universal type housing for pretty much all types of cell phones.
Now, knowing you didn't really do your research, probably.
No, you have total control, though, of your phone underwater.
I get that, but what is the real name of the...
So you can make phone calls?
They clearly don't call it...
Divevolk.
They don't really call it a squishy screen, do they?
Well, you know, Soft Touch 3.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Soft Touch Pro 3. But, you know, to describe it, you know, was a little tough, you know, being a radio show. But you know, it's cool. And supposedly they have the patent on this. So I've played with a few of these different types of housings for phones, because I think that's the future. That's where the industry is going, because we're having so much technology change year to year with these cell phones. The video and the pictures on your cell phone are just getting so good. And then, you know, when you take these pictures and videos underwater, you got to take that step from taking them from the camera into your, you know, computer or phone or whatever, editing them, and then taking them, you know, sharing them on social media. And that extra step ends up backlogging your efforts. Like, I have so much video right now that I've taken underwater with my GoPro
that no one will ever see.
Possibly. I mean, it took me forever to edit that video for the Red Sea, for that same exact reason. And I do want to streamline the process. So I'm looking to do that.
That wasn't me. And also, this thing does come with a wide angle lens and a red lens. And
right.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty cool. I bet you want one, Barry, and you won't get squat. You're not getting one.
Of course I won't. It's not going to fit on my Nokia.
You won't get
Jack. You know why, Barry? You know why you're not going to get one?
Why?
Because you're going to finger around with it.
Well, just stop it.
That wasn't me. That was him.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. No, it is a great idea.
It is a great idea, and I got one, and you don't, so you can suck it. So anyway, you know, I'm pretty excited about getting this thing underwater, this Divevolk item.
Does
this housing.
Barry, do you celebrate Christmas?
Or is it just Apple phones?
Yeah, it does all types of cell phones. But Barry celebrates Christmas. Everyone celebrates Christmas in their own way.
Greg, you know.
Right, Barry?
I celebrate everything.
Greg. Right.
It's made for Samsung phones.
It's made for all of them. I just said iPhones, that. Yeah. Listen, Barry, listen!
No, they did not have it from... Remember, I was there. They didn't have it from my Nokia yet.
Yeah, you're a liar. Nokia, they still make those phones?
Yeah. Greg,
does it work with Fisher-Price?
Yes, Walt. Go ahead, Walt. Or Gomez.
The real Santa has just joined us.
Oh, my gosh. Look, it's Casey the Tobacco Nut. Yes. Is he wearing his Santa...
Santa.
He's wearing a Santa suit.
No, he's shaved.
Okay. Well, welcome, Casey. Nope. Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Welcome to the Craftstravaganza.
Merry Christmas, guys. I am so glad to be included in the crap extravaganza.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You know, we didn't include you, but oh well.
Clearly, he's never heard one of these shows before.
He's full of Christmas cheer, yeah. Or he could just be crap. I don't know.
Full of crap.
Casey, yeah. Just watch and see what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed the best part.
I know what's being shoveled on this show.
Yeah.
Listen, Barry, it's not about getting, it's about giving.
That's right.
Oh, I do plenty of giving. Yeah.
Look at that big plaque that I gave Greg over there.
The guys in the studio just got new stools.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
The other ones were loose.
It's not going to get any better, folks.
They were loose and hard.
That's because they pay attention to each other's rear end.
Okay, just stop it already, for Christ's sake. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of roids.
Oh, bro.
Inappropriate.
All right, so Jerry is going to do his little, make an attempt at some Christmas cheer to share with the world here next.
I am kin to Elvis. It's not no make an attempt. It is there, brother.
That's true. His last name.
I can carry a tune.
You think we're joking. His last name is Presley. Jerry Presley.
Is he going to sing Blue Christmas?
Jerry, can you sing No, just shut up, Barry. I don't want to hear you.
I thought he was related to George Washington.
No. Hey, he's definitely he's more related to someone who's tone deaf. It was he tone deaf? No, couldn't hear.
Teeth.
Yeah, okay, maybe it was that. I don't know. Wooden ears, something. All right, it's coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So this is Christmas.
Jeez, look at the butt on that.
And what have I done?
Yeah. He must work out.
Another beer's empty.
We save hot drinks in here.
But the moonshine's begun.
For men who want to get drunk fast.
Hey, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Someone need a hug.
I hope that you know.
Man.
There's a show about diving.
I'm singing.
Called Scuba Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome to the Scuba Radio Crap Stravaganza. We apologized up front.
Greg, that was beautiful.
It was. You really liked that, did you?
I'm touched.
A little Christmas classic. Yeah.
Greg.
Yes, Barry, go.
I need to file a workman's comp claim. My ears are hurting me now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, after you've been fingered around on that spongy.
Oh, just will you stop already? Tweaky, my God.
That was not me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
I would like to make a suggestion. I think we should just loop that song for the whole 2 hours.
Really? You think that would be an upgrade, an improvement?
Again and again and again and again.
Wow. Yeah, I believe Casey is channeling Krampus.
Casey was drinking Santa out of a paint thinner can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been vaping or something. I don't know. But regardless, it is the Scuba Radio Crap Stravaganza edition of the show. So we have definitely set the bar very low with all the Christmas songs.
Easy, that song set the bar high, buddy.
If you say so.
I liked it.
If you're deaf,
I liked it, Jerry.
Really? Hey,
you couldn't hit a high bar all those on a other low songs, day.
I'll tell you
all
what.
All those other songs you don't have to hear now.
Well, we have more that we're going to share throughout the show today. So maybe at the end we'll have to take a vote and see which one is the absolute best Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza song that captures the true spirit of the season.
Greg,
it could be the Drunken Santa. It could be Jerry the Diver Guy. It might be Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. It might be me. I don't know. Yeah, Barry, go.
What's the name of that machine that they use to fix the voice?
Auto-tune.
Yeah.
Auto-tune.
We haven't been using any of that, obviously.
Buddy,
too expensive.
Elvis is my cousin. I don't need auto-tune.
He is rolling over in his grave right now.
Apple fell far.
He's rolling over telling everybody to kiss this. That's my cousin singing.
Oh, boy.
I thought he was going to do Blue Christmas.
Maybe we'll have to do that. After doing that song, you really want him to do another?
He needs to, Jerry, just pound a couple of peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and that'll get you into it.
Mm. I have a blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Without you all.
Okay, just stop. That's enough.
Think about it, though. Blue Christmas, diving into the blue.
Right.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
It works if you can sing and you're not tone deaf.
You'll have a ball.
And hammered on moonshine.
I think
that's the whole thing about it, Greg. You got to be hammered.
Yeah.
Got to keep your vocal.
You know,
are you talking about the singer or the listener?
I think.
Okay.
Both.
All right.
What do you think about the Doors? Jim Morrison's, all of his lyrics come when he was high.
Okay. All right. That's one way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah. But he didn't need an auto tuner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't either, Barry.
Well, but anyway, we apologized.
Jerry, I liked it. I liked it.
And it is a, Christmas crap extravaganza. So it does fit in the whole spirit of what we're trying to accomplish today, which isn't really much. It's just to amuse ourselves and
all I can say is
annoy the world.
I say welcome to Hollywood.
Wow.
You're moving on.
Huh.
Sun Studios here.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
Virginia's Got Talent.
Yeah. I don't know if we could ever bring Jerry the Diver Guy and Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model together. That would be quite a matchup. No.
That would be radio.
Jerry would like that. That is a Grammy or Emmy or whatever the hell they're called.
An enemy.
It's a
an anemone.
An enema.
It's an enema. You're sure to win an enema.
Okay.
An enema
for your hemorrhoids.
A daytime enema.
Amongst all this chaos on the Scuba Radio Christmas Grab Extravaganza, I do got to remind you that if you're looking for last minute gifts, give the gift of scuba. You know, I told you we released that Dive Like an Egyptian video today at scubaradio.com.
Boy, you want to piss off your family at Christmas. Play that loud.
No. We do it at the same time as a Christmas crap extravaganza, so it just elevates it to another level because we've taken the bar so low on these songs that this one, Dive Like an Egyptian,
goes right to the base.
Will sound like a masterpiece.
No, I don't think so.
That's what I'm going for.
Could you play us a little clip from it, Greg?
Absolutely not. I don't want to do that. Yeah, they got to go to scubaradio.com and watch the video and listen to the song and that kind of thing. And look, here's the deal. The bonus is when you do this.
Oh, there's a bonus.
Yeah, you can actually call up Explorer Adventures.
I want to get one free.
No, it's not that. It's $100 off any Trip Explorer Ventures offers right
now. So you get $100 just for listening to that horrible thing.
Well, that's not good. Really how it works.
That's
but,
worth it.
But well,
I'm
we
still
could
waiting
say that.
For my check.
Yeah. $100. So you get $100 off of any trip they offer, you know, outside of their sales. That kind of thing. Just call them up. 1-800-322-3577. Mention Scuba Radio. That's all you got to do. Watch the video. Tell them how much you hated it and it annoyed you. That'll just be bonus. All right? So there you go, a little tidbit. We only share that on the air, by the way. It's not online anywhere. That little $100 savings is our little extra gift to you today for putting up with the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza. And we got an hour two edition of it coming up, so stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.